Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 440. Today, myself, Sonja Sophie, I am here with my wonderful friend,
Christina Sargun Powers,
who is a Kundalini yoga teacher, educator, friend, healer, all of those things. And we have just, as usual, finished our Kundalini yoga class, which has reset us, our brains, our bodies, for maximum connection and to have a greater weekend and to calm down and be able to face whatever is coming our way today and for the next few days and in this holiday season.
Yeah, and if I can just give a plug for what we were doing today, I wanted to continue doing this series through this, what we call our holiday season, really ramping the body's immune system up because it really takes a hit. This is why we call it cold and flu season, and we just expect that it's cold and flu season, and there's this very strange overlapping that people have assumed that because the weather gets cold, that's naturally why you get sick, and that is not true. What is really true is that it's your immune system has been suppressed. And it's been suppressed because the season, the weather has changed. We have to change our diet with that. Most people don't. They're not aware of that. The light amount of light hours have changed, and that changes your rhythm, your body's biorhythm. And we move into a series of holidays with a lot of mostly carbohydrate high sugar food, and coupled with that is, you know, hosting relatives, and that has its own stress sometimes, financial, wanting to buy presents and host all these people. So an incredible amount of stress and pressure comes in. The diet hasn't changed. The diet becomes high in sugar and carbohydrates, which are simple sugars. And so our immune system just goes lower and lower and takes a big bang hit. So hence, this is why it is cold and flu season. So we did work with boosting that immune system, boosting the body, and then ultimately has the overall emotional release as well. So when we are in that state and we keep ourselves in that state, we don't have to go through the blues of the winter, the sugar blues, you know, the emotional turmoil.
So you can actually influence your immune system by the breath and certain of those exercises that you do that don't necessarily look like an exercise if you're thinking about a workout, but that they are just movements, particular movements that you do with your body that are connected to certain organs.
Adrenal glands.
That are, yeah, in this case, adrenal glands.
Adrenal glands. And we really massage the kidneys because they take a big, huge hit. But it's the adrenal glands and the kidneys connected together, and the first level of what we call the guardians of our health are the adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. They'll take the hit, and that's what really turns the immune system down.
And so the funny thing about that is, again, that we think that we should or have to or must or only can fix things that are wrong with us, or where we feel stressed, we feel sick, and all of those things. We think that we need to fix it with something that comes from the outside.
Correct, yes.
But again, it's something on the inside. We need to focus on the inside, what's going on inside our body, inside our digestive tract, inside our kidneys, adrenal glands, and where we can fix that is inside, starting with the thought, then going to the breath, and then going to particular exercises. So if you have not ever tried a Kundalini yoga class, find out where the closest one is near you and head there. And if you're living anywhere near the Rose Bowl, anywhere around, you know, you need 20 minutes to get to the Rose Bowl, you're close enough to come over here to Christina Sargun's place and do Kundalini yoga with us. And that particular information, address, and everything you can find on www.yogaforbalance.org. And we would love to see you here and try a class with us. And she has a great pass for first timers or first comers that will just excite you. It's like a Christmas present. So head on over to her website, and better yet, just come over and check us out. And we have another event coming up. We'll tell you more about that later, where you can meet us. And that actually is a big, huge event. It's going to be lots of fun. So we'll get back to that. So stay tuned to hear that information. But I wanted to just go back to the low immune system, because just 4 days ago, I woke up and I had, you know, had the throat was hurting. And I was like, oh, okay, throat hurting, right? You know, and then what usually happens is you have throat hurting, and then your nose is stuffy the next day, and then your body aches, and then, you know, when my husband gets it, then he's like sick for 5 days, and he gets really sick. I don't, because one of the things that I do, besides the regular Kundalini yoga and the meditation, I head out and I grab sage and thyme from my garden, and I make a tea right away with sage and thyme. Just, you know, take some sage, take some thyme, put it in, put water, hot water, best if it hasn't boiled yet, it's just hot, like right before boiling. And then when the tea is a little bit, little light green, that's when it's thick enough. And just drink that all day, and that kills what, if there's a bacterial infection, if there's bacteria or anything else that's in the throat, it'll calm that down. So that's step one. And then step two is make yourself a drink out of the lemon juice with, you press some ginger, fresh ginger. You can use the, cut it in small pieces, put it in your the press
garlic press.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and squeeze that juice out, and then put some cayenne pepper on top, put it in a shot glass, a little bit of maple syrup, yeah, just to help you help the medicine go down, I guess. And you just drink that 3 times a day, right? And then also you don't freak out, okay? Don't start thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get sick. Think, this stuff is totally healing me.
Yes.
I'm drinking this tea and I'm taking this lemon juice and I am going to be fine. And with that, you're starting the placebo effect off, right?
Yes.
So you're telling your body what's going to happen, and so your body is going to respond to that, like, oh, she's going to be fine. I better make sure this stuff doesn't get any worse. And so I had, you know, then, so the first I had the throat, the next I had the kind of stuff, you know, started to show up, and my back was kind of achy, but I just drank that stuff, and then this morning I woke up and I'm completely fine. So instead of going down that row, I'm like, no, I'm fine. I don't have time to get sick, and I don't need to. There's no reason for, and I have all these things that I'm doing, and my immune system was strong enough to help me fix what's going on because of the preventative measures that I've been taking all year long.
Yeah.
So once you do that, there is not going to be a sick season for you anymore. When you start living your lifestyle more in tune with your body, taking care of your body, instead of saying my body's working against me. I've had a client say that to me before. My body's always working against me. And I thought that was such a sad statement to make, because your body's actually doing whatever it can to keep you alive. And it's like any kind of a machine, and our bodies don't really work like machines, but, you know, in a simpler way, if you never wash your car, it is going to break sooner than if you were actually washing your car, and then you can see, oh, down there's a rusty spot, I can take care of that. But if you never wash it, you'll miss the rusty spot until the whole bottom falls out. So thanks for this class this morning, was awesome. So that's one of the things that we want to continue to do in the this season of the year, taking care of ourselves. And and then I wanted to share a quick story about my Thanksgiving, because we went to visit a family that my husband had met, and so I had not met them, and they had invited us up to Monterey and to spend Thanksgiving with them. And they have a daughter who has severe autism. And the daughter is 18 years old now, so she's not a little kid. It's a adult size, you know, tall person that that has this this severe autism. And if you know anything about that, one of the things that we could not do is sleep, because she would wake up whenever. So she might go to bed at 9 and sleep for 3 hours and then be up for 3 hours and then sleep for another 2 hours and be up for an hour again and then maybe sleep for another 3 hours, because something with the melatonin in the brain isn't working correctly as it does in other people. And medications don't work. Or they work for a week or two on her, and then the brain adapts to it, because the brain is a smart organ. It's like, I'm not letting myself be manipulated here. So it adapts to the medication, like, instantly, almost. And so there's nothing that you can do about that. And one of the things that I was thinking is, you know, these people were hosting, and they had, you know, six or seven other people invited. They were either single or couples, younger, and all of them, when we were going around the table and saying what we are grateful for, every one of them mentioned that they were so grateful for this couple to make them feel like home, or to give them a feeling of belonging to something. And I just thought that was amazing, because here is this couple, and they have another daughter that's a little bit older in college now, but they had raised this child and for 18 years literally have not slept a night through, and have to get up at night and sometimes sit with the daughter because she wants to talk and yell and do whatever she does, and yet they have kept this passion for life and for others alive in themselves, so that a bunch of younger people that lives in Monterey, and they, most of them have just recently come there or whatever, and make them feel like home. And I just thought that was a great example of how much we are able to give and how resilient we really are. And for me personally, of course, reminding myself again of how lucky I am to have the things that I have and to be in the situation that I'm in, and, you know, whatever I'm dealing with, that it's all doable, because these people are doing it, and they're extending, you know, their home to other people, so that they feel they have someone to go to and to bring their problems to it. And so I just wanted to share that, and remind everyone, you know, Thanksgiving is, there might be some political things that we don't like about it, you know, but giving thanks and being grateful throughout the holiday season particularly, and throughout your whole year, your whole life, that is so important. We definitely have reason to be thankful.
That's a beautiful story. I mean, I'm moved just listening to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could picture everything happening, and knowing, you know, just being on a regular parent level with, you know, what I think are pretty two highly energetic kids, and I have, you know, spent a huge amount of my life with less sleep. To think you had another high special needs child, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And to open your home up that way, just like you said, that's touching, and it is an example of the giving spirit. And that's the part that we forget about when we think of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of there's this integral relationship, and once each person taps into that understanding, and on, you know, the mental level, we got it, okay, yes, but on the real energetic level of being grateful that you are already abundant, that
yes,
you already have everything,
yes,
and not in the state of lack.
Exactly.
It's still such the challenge to move our frame of mind, our concept of ourselves, our concept that we are really, 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 truly not in the state of lack.
Yeah.
It's an imaginary state.
Yes.
It's a non-reality state. And the truth of it is, we are in the state of abundance. And as soon as we shift over and understand that and are open and see it, then we are infinitely abundant. Whatever it is we wanted or imagined isn't even compared to what the universe has in front of you. You can't even imagine what the universe has to offer you.
Exactly.
And it's exactly what you need and want.
And I know that sometimes people confuse this when we say, be grateful for what you already have, that sometimes people say things like, yes, but doesn't that mean I'm going to be complacent? Mm-hmm. If I'm grateful, you know, happy about, won't that keep me from going after more or from trying to be a better person? And there are two sides to that, which is one is, no, it won't, but it will give you the energetic free space, the energy to do something else. And two, maybe it will, in which you realize that some of the things that you thought you needed to have or thought you needed to reach or do or whatever, maybe you realize that you'll be just as happy or happier not doing them. In any case, it will enhance your life when you are able to be grateful for what you have in the moment right now and be happy about everything that you have. And from that space, just say, okay, this is what I have, this is what it is, and it's all good. And now I'm going to change some of it a little bit. It's good already, but I'm going to change some of it a little bit. So if we go at an issue from that point of view versus everything is, you know, everything sucks, everything is horrible, I can't stand it, then what happens? I'm already feeling all scrunched up just saying that or just imagining myself in a situation where I'm looking around and thinking everything is horrible. Now all of a sudden we're operating from fear and the great creative ideas can't even come through because we're in a state of fear, and fear is the absence of the divine.
Right.
So when the divine is absent, nothing can happen because the divine is absent. Now, it's not that we're somewhere where we can't get out of that or that we're possessed by a negative force or something. No, not really. It just means the light is absent. So all we have to do is switch on the light switch, and then the light will be there. Nothing will fight the light. The darkness doesn't fight the light. The darkness is just there.
It's the opposite side of the light.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's opposite, depending on how people...
Well,
but it's just there.
I mean, without the darkness, we would have no light. Without the light, we would have no darkness.
Exactly.
We can't... They can't exist in and of themselves without each other.
Exactly.
It's again, the polarity. And so to honor them both and to exist within in them both is
exactly.
Where you need to be.
Exactly. And not get tricked into thinking there is only one, which in that space might be the darkness, where you see everything as being dark. Just remember, there is a light switch, and you can switch it on, and all that means is that you reconnect yourself with or to the divine, and then you're back in the light.
And when you're in the light, to not have fear of the darkness coming.
Exactly, because the darkness isn't coming.
And then there is no fear
right.
of it. There is not. It is not something to be afraid of. It's something to recognize that it's there.
Yeah. Recognize it and then say, oh, you know, I think I'm going to go look for that next light switch, or I'm just going to pull out my candle or my flashlight or my iPhone and hit the flashlight button. Exactly. So with that, we're into our next topic, which is light and dark. So we are in December. Now, it doesn't matter what you are celebrating, you know, if it's Hanukkah or Christmas or if there's something else that you're celebrating. But one thing that's happening is that we are encountering and we are coming closer to the shortest day of the year, which means the longest night, the longest period of dark. So we've been encountering more and more and more darkness, like literally outside. And at the summer solstice, 21st or 22nd of December, it kind of, you know, changes from year to year, just a tiny little bit, is the shortest day with the longest night. And the great thing about that is that after that, we are actually already entering into the phase that brings us more and more and more light. So if our feelings have been becoming darker and darker, and we've been having less energy and doing more things and eating more sugars and doing more things that we don't really want to do or didn't intend on doing, or maybe we got more upset or things like that, going into this darker season, there's a day when it's going to flip and we're actually slowly coming out of it. And that is summer, winter solstice. That is winter solstice. And that is coming up. And you wanted to say something about its origins.
Yeah, it is. It does have a Druid origin. And so this goes back a few thousand years, a few centuries. And it was celebrated exactly the time when we have the darkest night. As history kind of evolved and they were trying to eradicate the Druid pagan traditions and Christianity was taking hold, they wanted to substitute what the people were practicing for the more Christian tradition. So this is when they established December 25th. You know, it's right connected. This winter solstice, winter solstice usually occurs on the 21st, the 22nd, or the 20th. And then that's the reason for establishing the 25th. So, you know, if you look around, it's lights are everywhere. It's the coming of the light. It really, truly, truly is all about the light. And winter solstice is not necessarily this celebration now. It's come to be very intricately connected with a spiritual sense. Honoring the light, just exactly what you and I were talking about. Honoring the energy that's happening with the earth and the moon and the sun in the poles, and honoring that we are a part of that and we need to be tapped into and connected to that and not resist it. But if the less we resist, the more we're in the flow of our own lives and truly, truly in the flow of the universe and the energetic flow. And so that's what's going on when we celebrate winter solstice. It's also a releasing of energy that doesn't serve you. You know, you think of, like you said, it's darkness, you want to sleep more, and you should. You should sleep more.
Exactly.
You should eat more of the right things. You should go into your cave and actually let yourself enter into a hibernation state. And honor that and just enjoy that.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, you are, your body's kind of taking and your mind is taking account for whatever energy isn't serving, it can't use.
And to illustrate that for some who might have a problem with that, the problem is that we have created a society that works 24/7, 365 days a year the same way. And it does not take into account anything else other than profits, right? But what really is the truth is that we are human beings and we are living beings, and that just like a tree who loses in the fall its leaves and then it looks like it's dead during the winter, but it's not what's happening. During the winter, what the tree is doing is it's bringing in all of the nutrients from the ground and rejuvenating itself basically from the root up, so that in spring it has the power to bring the new leaves. So it's never dead, but it goes, it's, you know, it's like an inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. So you need both. You need the inhale and you need the exhale. And between the inhale and the exhale, there is a point in time where there is a slight stoppage. So you could call
suspended.
That the winter and the summer solstice, right?
Suspended, yeah.
And then, and everything is a flow, just as in the universe, just as in life, in a life cycle. And so being more tired during winter is not a sign of, necessarily a sign of depression or a sign of you're sick or something. It's just natural and normal, just that we have created a society around ourselves that isn't really connected with what we are as human beings at all, which is why it is about to fail and fall apart and why so many people are unhappy and are actually depressed. It's because of that, not because something is wrong with them, but something is wrong with the what we created around us, and we need to update and upgrade that, and that's what we're about to do here in the next few years.
That's correct.
And so this will be all great. So we'll have more things to talk about. So would you please take a minute to just let everyone know when they can celebrate winter solstice with us?
I am leading, it's going to be the first, and I know of many, annual winter solstices at Xerthian Ranch. This is December 19th, Saturday. The following Saturday after this Saturday, it's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And we'll be, of course, leading it off with Kundalini yoga meditation. We'll have a wonderful, beautiful fire pit up there, and so we'll be burning some energy that does not serve us with the element of that fire pit, and we'll move into chanting and bhangra dancing, and there'll be a drum circle, which has been an annual drum circle up there for many years, just folks that come up and drum, and it's all very impromptu and dancing. During the entire Kundalini set of chanting and meditating and dancing, we're going to be accompanied with a wonderful kirtan band from Los Angeles. And they work with many different Kundalini yoga studios and events throughout Los Angeles. And I'm very honored that they're going to be coming here. Jeff Ali, if you know of him, in the Beverly Hills. And we've been working with, really collaborating on how this whole event is going to come off. And I'm excited. We'll have sitar player, tabla player, a harmonium, acoustic guitars, vocalists. It's just going to be spectacular. That will be, it's online to register. You want to register now because the spaces are filling up, and we have wonderful Mediterranean food to accompany that for after the event, because you'll have, be nice and hungry and mingling around. You can go to yogaforbalance.org and get to my website, but you can also look it up on eventbrite.com or just email me once you get to Yoga for Balance and say, please send me the link, and I can send that to you right away. You can also, if you're not interested in going online, you can send a check, and I'll give you the address, and we can get you all registered and set up.
Let everyone know what your phone number is, just so they can...
Yeah, you can call me right away. The number is 213-268-9940.
Okay, great. And with that, we're a little over time today, but it's all okay. We will talk to you again next Friday, which will be the Friday before the winter solstice celebration. I don't know if I'll ever get it right this year. But until then, we want to make sure that you take some time for yourself and extend as much love as you can to everyone that you encounter. And most of all, that you love your life now.